Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, Mariah just said that she cannot believe that we let her edit.
It just hit me. How could you do something like that? How could you allow that?
She's like, with no experience.
Yeah. You got like 6 years under your belt now.
I'm surprised they let me. Like, I was the team in control of the cuts for the podcast, and I have zero experience.
I know. We really put our faith and trust in you, huh? You could have backstabbed us in any way, shape, or form, like, and you haven't yet.
My resume is like babysitting.
Right.
Backup dancing.
Panda Express.
She's perfect.
Right, you can turn our world upside down if you just decide you had a bad day. And you're like,
I feel like you can now work for like anybody,
of
like
course
editing.
I can, yes.
She can work for the BBC.
Please don't leave us. We need you.
Leave us. We're kind of fucked. Heath and I will have to do
that. No, I won't leave you.
Okay. Thank you so much. We appreciate. Well,
thank you.
This is an appreciation post for you, Mariah. Thank you so much for being there for us since the beginning.
If somebody could edit this together, zoom in, put music. Heart emojis.
It's like what they're doing on Broadway right now. Every like Broadway show is like giving like an applause for all the understudies and everyone, all the magic behind the scenes.
One day we'll have a party for you.
Hey,
one
help
day.
Me help you, right?
Exactly. Aww. That's so sweet.
You're doing great.
I'd be nothing without these two.
I'm crying right now. Grab me a tissue paper.
Did you have a good day?
Yeah. Day one of the rest of Zane and I's new life.
Ooh.
Or next 3 months.
Yeah, but we'll
see how long it lasts.
Yeah, we'll get into that. We got to give you guys a deep dive of our week and our last week and a half.
Ooh,
of what's been going on. Yeah. So yeah, let's get this fucking party started, baby.
All right.
It's Comment Time, baby.
Yeah.
All right, baby. Let's do this.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Mm-hmm. That's Heath. I'm Zane.
I'm Matthew.
That's Matt. And that's Mariah. And we're unfiltered. Yes.
Nailed it.
Yes.
The easiest part.
God, all right, I'm good. I'm going to be silent.
It all goes downhill from here. Yeah, let's jump into the week.
Yeah. I actually want to jump into this first because this is breaking news.
Okay.
And I feel like we have to call this out immediately.
Somebody on Euphoria died.
No, not yet. But
I have a feeling somebody will die.
I know, me too.
We do.
And we'll talk about
Zane
it later.
Zane and I have our own little death pool.
We're going to, after this episode, enter the Euphoria.
Yeah, stay
stay tuned.
It's not inside Euphoria, it's more like outside.
Instead exactly. of an, make them think it's an ad read, but it's like, it cuts to you guys just having a moment about Euphoria.
Right.
Oh, that's not a bad idea, Mariah.
That's why you pay me the big
bucks. All right, we're going to do that. But Heath and I we were actually on our live show today on Patreon, and somebody told us, or multiple people told us, that the groundhog for Groundhog's Day fucking died today.
Passed away.
Well, he doesn't. Wait, today?
Today.
That's it.
Wait, tomorrow is Groundhog Day.
Yeah. We know.
So wait, it's like he did like.
Wait, are you sure? Are they messing with us?
He pulled a Betty White.
No.
Milltown, a celebrity groundhog dies ago. Just before Groundhog Day.
Wait, what? Where's Milltown? This isn't the Punxsutawney groundhog. What is this?
Celebrity groundhog dies shortly before his big day.
I thought there's only one groundhog for the whole thing.
Okay, this is
in existence. One groundhog.
Oh.
Hold on. This is Milltown. Okay, this is Milltown, New Jersey. I am a Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Bitch.
All right. Man. So
okay.
So the main one didn't die.
Oh, well, don't discredit him. He still passed away. This is still.
We should still mourn.
This is like Jonathan Larson in like when Rent came out. How he died the night before Rent.
Yeah.
Like in the movie Tick Tick Boom. For the people who know, I know you guys don't know. That's really sad.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That movie's a very highbrow movie. You guys wouldn't understand.
That's what he makes it seem like.
He played it for me for 5 minutes. I was like, Matt, I can't watch this. I can't watch this.
It's really good.
I know. I don't think I'm into plays very much. Or not plays, sorry, like musicals.
Musical movies.
I'm only into some. Like, I loved American Showman.
La La Land.
The greatest showman.
I loved it. Favorite movie.
I love the greatest
all time. I know all the words of that movie. And the songs.
Okay. Well, That's really sad, but Groundhog Day is tomorrow, but we find out about 4:30 in the morning.
Are you staying up?
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
Or are you going to go to bed early and then wake up?
I think I'm going to just set an alarm and wake up.
That's so exciting. What time are you going to wake up?
Probably 4 in the morning.
I love that you do this just for you. It's not like...
It's just like a fun little quirky holiday. I don't know. It's something fun. But
zoinks!
They couldn't. Well, because the real Punxsutawney Phil, he is like Shamu. He like never dies. Like, but
do we know how?
But
old
they keep
he is?
Replacing
I think
him.
He's
though, right?
over, well over like 100, 200 years old. They replace him. But they always. But he's never died. But they do replace his.
But
wife,
they don't. They don't.
Phyllis.
They don't tell. They don't tell us when they replace them, right?
Phyllis.
No, they don't. I don't think so. This is my heart sank, and I was like, "That's kind of a leak of information," because Punxsutawney Phil never dies.
Yeah, because they're lying to the people.
But you know what's weird for me being this
it's
big
a
of
PR
a ground
move.
Exactly. Yeah.
This being this big of a groundhog nut, I never realized there were other like groundhogs
that did the same
predict
exact
the weather
thing.
Like that doesn't make sense.
It shows that you're a fake fan of the actual groundhogs, well, you know, international holiday.
New Jersey's right next to Pennsylvania, so maybe like
it gets all the hype
yeah.
and the credit.
Yeah, maybe the way the seasons hit.
Okay, so do y'all want to make predictions? We can make this a betting thing. Y'all want to put
okay,
money
wait,
on it?
What, how do you make a prediction? Like, what's the prediction? Like,
okay, if he sees his shadow, it's a late winter. If he doesn't see his, if he does not
shit
see
his shadow,
early
if he
spring?
Doesn't see his, if he's, yes, if he doesn't see his shadow, it's an early spring.
I think it's going to be an early spring.
I think it's going to be early spring too. I feel it.
You do?
It's going to be a good spring this year. I know it's going to be a good spring. What about you?
And now how early is early?
End of February.
It's 6 more weeks of winter. The phrase.
Right, but like is it like a day early, like a week early? Like what's considered it to be an early
well,
spring?
Well, based on science, this holds zero facts and weight, but it's more of like a state of mind kind of thing. When they really do declare.
It's just like, oh, this feels like spring.
I do declare.
I think by weather science, you can tell if it's going to be a late winter and early spring. But by this, people just say it's going to be an early spring. I think I'm going to say early spring.
Oh,
what do you think?
Early spring.
What do you want to bet? You want to bet against it? Because we need something to challenge
I'll go against it.
All right.
And that's
wait,
a late.
$10. $10.
People comment, Heath is so close-minded.
I'm the only one to go against it.
Matt is so cheap. $10. Let's do 100.
Okay. All right. So, okay.
Well,
wait.
Let's look up how old the groundhog is.
Wait, the odds are out of our favor.
And that's how much we bet.
The odds are forever in
let's
your
favor. Let's do a household bet. Where
Devin, look up the oldest groundhog. That's how much we're going to bet.
Didn't he just say 102 years old?
I think.
You think he made it up?
Oh, he's 134.
Okay, so $135 to the winner.
Okay, $135 is bet. But are you with Heath?
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we're together.
So if I win, what do I win?
If you win, you win $135.
That's good.
And if I lose,
that's good for us because we
you
can
pay
share
me.
Well, we you pay
wait,
each
are
of
you
us
not betting.
I'm with you three. I'm betting.
You pay each of us what equals to $135. Does that make sense?
You're Mr. Gambler. I thought you know.
Yeah,
I'm done gambling. I'm clean.
Liar. You're a liar, my dude.
Well, by the time this podcast comes out, we'll know the answer.
We will know. And we will bring it up next episode.
This is like somebody forcing me to bet money on roulette and
are
I don't
shaking
even want
on
to.
It?
Yes.
Wait, how do we split the odds
reach
over three people? Mariah, can you just put $135 in?
I literally said three
she just
times.
Bought her
I'm
father
putting,
a car.
I'm putting in the bet.
A fucking truck.
Oh, so you're in. You're
I'm in.
In.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mariah actually has no more money because she spent all.
Well, let's figure out how this divvy up works.
Basically, y'all get $135.
Either
if y'all
way
are right, we get $135.
No, because the odds are more in our favor. We'll split the $135.
There's odds?
I thought you said there's more of a.
Well, no, it's a bigger chance that it's going to be a late
so
spring.
If I lose, I pay each of you $135.
No.
Because Mariah has the same bet as
she's
you.
She's on your team.
I'm on your team.
Call it.
You pay us $135 together.
Okay.
We'll split it.
Should we figure out this math later? I feel like these people are probably
I think, I mean, it's either he gets $135 or we get $135 together.
Buy our dinner.
Yeah.
Okay. Or buy well, I've got.
Lazy. We can't have lazy dog.
Right. That's okay. What we're transitioning
okay
to.
So we'll
I
figure
know
it out. I'm lost.
This is episode 113.
Sometimes we're on the same page and sometimes we're not. We were, but we also weren't.
But you guys just said this is a new start for your lives, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Day one.
What is the new change?
Well, Heath and I, we are getting very chubby, especially in the last couple months. I think we've been just like stress eating a lot. We've been just, food's been a part of our lives.
I disagree, but.
It has.
No, I think you both look great.
My weight says otherwise.
No, but our food has been a big part of our lives, I feel like, recently. I mean, look at the fiasco we had a week and a half with the fiasco.
It was a party.
Oh, it was. The Krispy Kreme day.
Oh my God.
The Buffalo Wild Wings.
It was binge after binge.
It was a trial.
We postmated six food items in like 2 hours, in the span of 2 hours.
Don't look at me like that.
Yeah. But, okay. So like, Heath and I need to, you know, we need to change our lives a little bit for the better. You know, it'll help our mental health. It'll help our physical health. And I think, you know, we just need a good challenge for the next few months.
Do you want to place bets on this one?
That's a good bet.
That's actually not a bad bet.
So what is the challenge and what's the commitment?
So it's 3 months long. Ilya is basically going to be our trainer and give us a rundown. We're going to work out every single day. We're on a very strict diet. I think we get around like 1600 calories a day.
You have a chef that brings.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's also our nutritionist, our life coach.
Yeah. So we started a meal plan. So everything is counted. Our calories, our macros.
Now, what about sauces and stuff? I know Zane will be like, I'm going to just put a little ranch on this.
I think it all depends on like how many calories the sauces have. So like sriracha is fine. If you're going to have ranch, maybe just a little bit. Like we have to really measure everything out.
Okay. The only thing I'm putting in my body is what is being delivered.
Sriracha has zero calories though. It puts a little spice in your meals.
He's not very good with temptation. He'll crack.
Sriracha is a gateway sauce. Because as soon as you start putting sriracha, then you're like, well, maybe I could do barbecue.
No.
And
then,
you know what I mean?
That's him though.
Is that you?
Yeah.
I can control my sauces. So I can, because I barely like sauces. I don't really like sauces. I love sauce. So I can definitely control myself. Okay. So today was our first day, February 1st. We were going to start January, but my little rib accident.
His baby rib.
Yeah. So we wanted to wait. We want to do it together with Ilya because Ilya is going to film all this and we're doing this whole thing for his protein powder, Zila Nutrition, mm-hmm. which he's going to release probably later this
Zila.
Year. Zila. Xeela. It's a protein powder. It's vegan. It's has all everything you need.
He's coming out with like a bunch of different like supplements. So he's got apple cider vinegar pills. He's got pre-workout.
Why is it called Zila?
It's a Russian word.
It's Russian for strong, I believe.
Cool.
I think it sounds Russian for bullshit.
Oh, come on. It's great. I think it's
a Matt. That was the first thing
I could think of. It's a great idea.
That's all I got.
It makes sense for Ilya to come out with something like this because it's smart because
it's him.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
And he loves working out and it's a part of his lifestyle. And it makes sense that.
Well, you saw John's transformation, right? Our other buddy.
Yes. I saw him last night. He looked amazing.
Yeah. Ilya. That's Ilya's work.
Did you see his 8-pack?
He is shredded. He went from 220 pounds and he just hit 164.
Wow.
And he like full on 6-pack looks incredible. So we're hoping to have the same results.
Okay, yeah. So is this a competition between you two in terms of numbers?
I think they're just pushing each other.
Competition
up here.
Okay, who can just last the longest?
No, it's not.
To the goal.
Our goal is to get to 165. Right now I'm at 194. So I need to get to 165, which is... I'm gonna look like a completely different person if I can get through this. And he's 160.
Getting down to 160.
The overall goal for both of them is
to make it through.
Control.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we have no control.
Self-control. Because they both binge, like they have their fix. They have their flavor of the month for everything.
Can we pull up Big Ba?
Do not do that to me. This is really new. Okay.
Good. So this we've both like when's the last time you were that like weight? 160. High school, maybe?
No. So I moved out here at 150 pounds 8 years ago.
Just kidding.
I blew up to like 230.
Okay.
Then I lost it, went down to like 170. Then I got big again. And then when I was at Porter Ranch, I got down to 169. I was 169 in Porter Ranch. And then I got big again. Then I went down. And now I'm at 194 also.
So a week and a half ago, we went to do our weigh-ins, right? Yeah. So we went all the way to Culver City. We did a whole scan. We had to lay in this machine.
Culver City?
Yeah.
Disgusting fog.
They had to scan our entire body. We had to like lay straight like this for like
First of all, it was so weird because like we went to this like really nice place. Like you walk in, it's this beautiful business. They've got like a reception area. We start going to the back to where like the room scanner, like we're going to get this full DEXA body scan, whatever they call it. We walk in and there's a fucking van, like a big oversized Sprinter van parked in the middle of this
inside the building.
Oh, like a food truck.
It was very strange, but we found out
weird. So we ended up doing the scan in the van.
Okay.
But not in like the rooms. I guess the ones in the rooms didn't work.
Yeah.
So we had to do it in this van.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
So it was just really interesting.
Yeah. So it did a whole scan of our bodies. It showed us our percentages, like how much the percentage of fat in our body in both of our bodies.
Nude? And
it's kind of
fully.
What's up? Did you do it naked?
Fully nude.
Oh, you did.
No,
and like get like a scan. Of
it was. It was open. Like everybody could see everything. It was crazy.
I am in the 80 to 99th percentile for my age group.
I don't believe that for one second.
No, that means 80 to 99% of people are in better shape.
I
didn't
believe
that.
Oh, I don't believe. I think they do it by how many people went to those machines. Because what are they basing it off of?
Right.
Like what statistics? People that go there to do their body scan probably because they want to be in shape again.
Yeah. So, I don't know, but basically I have 57 pounds of fat on my body.
I have 51, I think. 50 or 51.
I mean, I got some love handles, but...
When I'm on a diet, I've repeated this situation 15 times, but Matt, every time I'm like on a diet, Matt will come out with McDonald's at like 3 p.m. on a Tuesday. He's just eating. I'm like, Matt, it's Tuesday at a 3 p.m. He's like, my body can handle this.
Okay, that's a rough Tuesday. That's not like a regular Tuesday, but yeah. Yeah.
I just love when you do that. It makes me laugh. You're like, hey, Zane, I can digest it. I can digest it well.
Sorry.
It must be nice.
Okay.
You say something. I forgot what it is.
Now, so it's 3 months.
Yeah.
We know it's not really a competition. It's just to see.
Just to see if we can stick with it and be strong.
Okay. Now.
Mentally.
What's the reward?
What's the catch?
What's the reward? What are we celebrating if you guys reach a certain threshold?
The way we're going to celebrate is we're all going to go out and eat fucking.
Yeah. We're going to CC's.
No, we're going to the Sizzler.
We're going to eat really bad, and we hope that you guys all come along because we haven't eaten this type of food in like 3 months.
I want it to look like the heavyweights scene at the very end when they go crazy.
Yeah,
all slow-mo at night with the 4th of July and like.
Or Death Row's last meal.
Yeah. I want to just go all out.
Yeah. But like, honestly, seeing John's transformation has motivated us inspired us to want to do this because, like, I cannot believe how far he's come with what he looked like when he started to that. It's unbelievable.
He looks completely different.
Can I show it?
No, you can't.
Oh, because that's coming out. Ilya's hiding
everything.
Right.
Yeah.
I was blown away when I saw him last night. I was like, whoa.
It's incredible.
Like, he has little fucking abs. It's insane. Like, him and Ilya took like an ab picture when we were there, and we couldn't believe it. It was crazy.
Imagine seeing Zane and I with abs. It feels wrong.
I think Heath and I want to see this for our own eyes because we think it's hilarious. Outside of obviously we're trying to challenge ourselves. It would look hilarious with us with fucking six pack rock on art.
It just doesn't make sense.
Are y'all still going to be able to drink?
I'm cutting it out completely.
He's cutting it out. I'm not.
See, I've given up on abs. I mean, I can like have abs, but I don't. I choose like it's unrealistic because like you really have to give up drinking if you really want abs. I genuinely think so.
Yes, I agree with you. I think you do have to give up.
Everyone I know who has abs doesn't drink. So like, I don't know. But I like how I feel too much like when I drink.
Not Scott.
Well, Scott.
Scott also works out for like 6 hours a day.
Scott's genetic. Like they've been working on that since they like hit puberty, you know?
Yeah, that's true. He has been like working out.
Those are like puberty bodies that they have done since day one. Like,
I wish we had that.
I don't know.
It's like
I don't
being need, a trust fund baby.
Imagine we do this whole thing. We act like it's just diet and exercise, but secretly we're doing steroids this entire time. It's me and you poking each other in the butt, like injecting tea.
My turn. It's your turn.
Remember on like that MTV show Made where the guy gets like calf implants.
What?
Yeah.
You can do that? To get like
Zane, we should do
calves.
That.
You can do
no,
that.
You're good.
That would be the only implant if someone was like, you have to get implants now. What would you get?
Calf.
I would get calf implants.
No, and
I wouldn't
tell anybody. Right now.
I'm working on my dad calves.
Show the camera your calves.
No, don't put me on blast.
No more hamburger helper. We're going to do this thing, man.
When did the fuck have we been eating hamburger
helper? Oh, we had hamburger helper last week. We did it for
and we put it on a burger.
We did it for our live cooking show on Patreon.
With bacon.
Bro, it was, I'm not gonna lie, it was pretty fucking disgusting.
No, that shit was banging.
I thought, like, I was hiding it for the webcam because we were live because that shit was
He cleared his plate.
I cleared it because I was starving and there was nothing else to eat and I wasn't going to cook anything
else. I thought it was delicious.
Because that's childhood. That's nostalgic for you.
You're right.
That was my first time ever eating Hamburger
Helper. I grew up on Hamburger Helper.
Well, I ate that in college all the time.
That's crazy that you guys ate that like regularly.
It's what you do. Smoke a little bowl, make some Hamburger Helper.
But knowing what that is and what that makes you feel after, it's so, because like eating a pizza doesn't even make you feel like that.
When you're on a budget and you could feed a family of like four for
that
$2.
That was a lot of food.
It was.
You know what's weird? Zane, you are like one person I know who like after you eat something, you're like, I don't feel good. Like, I don't like how that made me feel.
That's Heath too. That's why that's I said,
because we
if
eat
you
shit.
Remember that things don't make you feel good. Like if I remember that doesn't make me feel good after, I don't do it. That's why I don't drink a lot.
This is why we have a problem with our weight, because I don't care what I feel
they
like
don't
after.
Care,
it's
yeah.
that, as long, it's that initial, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It's the 3 minutes of like pure bliss mm-hmm. to where I'm like, you know what? I'll deal with the diarrhea for a week.
Yeah. Like the second something is negative towards my body, I'm like, nope, never again.
It's like with drinking, like people be like, isn't the hangover so much worse than the high of being drunk? Yeah, it is. It's fucking terrible.
But in the moment, you feel amazing. You feel confident. You feel strong, invincible.
You know the two sisters on that TLC?
The 1,000-pound sisters?
Yes. Oh, it seems like one of them has been doing pretty well. And then the other one has like, given up, right?
I don't know. I don't keep up with it, but it's funny. The same show we're having, people in the chat brought up the 1,000-pound sisters, and we're talking about that too.
Try being my size, Amy. You don't
know how it is.
Look at that cloud. It looks like a chicken wing. And then they crash, dude, or like something happens in the car where they both fucking jolt.
No, I remember one of the girls was like, a person was interviewing. So what do you do? Like social media, we influencers. She said influencers. I always worry about those. The sisters, hope they're doing well.
Anything interesting happen today?
Oh, real quick, while we were on the topic, I wanted to say real quick, this was really bizarre. So everybody out there, be careful. We were in the car yesterday, just driving. I'm playing on my phone, kind of like scrolling around, just, you know, going through my apps and stuff. And then all of a sudden, Zane goes, did you just airdrop me this photo? And it was a photo of me, mirror selfie, like my before picture. And I'm like in my underwear. And he's like, did you just airdrop this to me? And I'm like, what?
It was
and
a he pulls very it up. Unsettling picture of
recently of that you had taken of yourself.
Yes, yeah. I didn't send it. I didn't airdrop it. I wasn't even in my photos. And it automatically just airdropped him pictures.
Wait, how did a photo you take that wasn't in your photos?
No, he took it.
It was in my photo.
In his phone.
But I wasn't scrolling through my phone.
We were like, it was like we were in the car and then it just airdropped in my phone. I was like, did you just airdrop me something? He's like, no. I was like, Heath, look.
And then he showed me the picture of me in my underwear and I was like, oh my God.
It was like, it was taking like a before picture, but it's crazy that like,
does somebody have it?
No. I'm
it
saying
was like a glitch in the phone.
Like it's scary that it just took any photo from his album and just phone. Sent it to somebody.
Oh my God.
Pretty
goodness.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Has that happened to you guys? Let us know. I genuinely am curious. But like that kind of freaks me out.
Yeah.
I was really worried for you. Like, Heath, you better delete
it. And then I was thinking about everybody else in the car. I was like, did everybody just get this? Like, it's a new team we just like started working with. Hi, I'm Heath. How's it going? Oh my God.
Oh, something very exciting happening yesterday. We are, I don't think we've announced this. We've talked about it a lot on the Patreon though, but we are, this is like big news. And I feel like we're coming in right at it.
Can I ask another question about the Bluetooth? Okay. Like what degree of like the humiliation, like would it have to be where you would like view Heath differently?
There's nothing that would have been airdropped to me that I would have looked at Heath and been like, I don't fuck with you anymore.
Get the fuck out of the car.
Yeah. It could have been any like no, it wasn't a picture. It was the fact that something airdropped from his phone into my phone. Oh. That's what I was surprised about. I'm like, oh my God, this your phone could do this at any point to anybody at the airport. And you're just him in his underwear just going to all these people at the airport.
That seems like a Black Mirror thing. Where it's just like sending to everybody.
You know how in movies where there's like a mass text that gets sent out to everybody in school?
Mm-hmm.
How unrealistic is that?
Oh yeah, that trope where it's like, oh my God, I sent the text. But it went to the whole school.
Just bullshit.
And then it cuts to everybody's phones like at the same time.
And all the sound. sound is on.
Yeah, because everybody has each other's numbers.
And there's one giant, massive group text. Like
it's
group
like
chat.
A girl, the popular girl picking her nose.
And then they're walking, and then they're walking through the hall, and everyone's just like
looking at that. Yes. That's, I love
give me
it.
A break. Be realistic about it.
How do their phones not get taken away?
Okay, so back to what we were talking about. Sorry, I kind of wanted to go.
Oh, you're good. Oh, no, no. We no, Heath and I actually have really big news, and we have not talked about it. We haven't even given a hint. Put fireworks. Put fireworks. Jared, put fireworks.
Jared, don't do anything you don't want to do.
And sound effects and applauses and shit to make this part sound exciting when we announce what we're doing. All right, 10 and we're live. Imagine we had a hook. 10 and we're live.
There's I'm just down.
Okay, so you know how on this channel we post podcasts every week?
Mm-hmm.
And I know in the past we have tried to post vlogs.
Like random, on, like here off videos.
Yeah, here and there, like on Thursdays, but we just stopped. We weren't feeling it, so we just stopped and we just stuck to the podcast every week. But Heath and I, for the past like few months, we've been trying to find a team. We've been trying to find anybody to help us make more content. And just and we want to do like we want to do things out of our like comfort zone. We want like
and we want something to be we want something to be proud of. Obviously, like the show is
up.
So we wanted something to be proud of. Like our vlogs when we look back, we're like, oh, you know, they were funny at the time, but it's not something that we'd be like, hey guys, check out my new vlog.
Or yeah.
Whatever it is.
I don't even want to hype it up that much. It's just
no, but like
different.
Just a higher production to elevate ourselves and really start doing stuff that we're proud of and challenge ourselves, get us out of our comfort zone. So we hired a team. We filmed our first video yesterday.
Yeah.
And we're gonna record a couple of them just so we have like a back catalog and then release it so we can do it every single week would be a new episode.
It's still the same energy. It's still the same like momentum almost, but just other people are filming it. We're not filming it ourselves because Heath and I, it can be so hard to film ourselves when we're doing shit. So it captures
both of us now. So it's not so much like a
exactly.
And we can really have fun.
And we want to have two camera guys.
Mm-hmm.
So they capture everything that Heath and I are doing.
Cause it's
really
like
hard to
office.
Capture shit. Like the office. No, it's definitely better camera zone. We're going to try that out.
And then we also have another show that we're going to be coming out with. We're going to be recording here relatively soon.
We don't want to give too much detail on it because we don't know if it's going to happen or not, but
oh, it's going to happen.
We're letting you know that we are working on it and we're really excited about it. So we're putting out like a ton of more content on this channel because we really want to build this channel out, have more shit on here. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys have been asking for it for a really long time. And Heath and I have just been like,
and honestly,
in our bubble, just
it feels really good. We're excited to get back into it.
Yeah.
For everybody who doesn't know, we have a Patreon where we started vlogging on there. And that really got us like jazzed up and motivated and found our love again for filming vlogs and being, you know, creative and videos.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, we're pumped on it.
And don't get us wrong. We do still want to film the style of us holding the camera because we were doing that for the Patreon vlogs and we did enjoy that a lot again.
And like watching the final product, like the three of us were like editing it, we're just like, wow, these are really funny.
Yeah.
And you guys were you needed that realization like, oh, we have something good
we
together.
Still got it.
Yeah. So for the few of our Patreon subscribers that like were on there and just motivating us, supporting us and just like,
thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. It really made us fall in love with vlogging again.
And we still do have the Patreon up. Everything is now $5. There's only one tier. If you do want to join, we post a bonus.
$5.
$5. Everything.
Only one tier. We wanted everybody to feel.
Right? And everybody's on. Yeah. I don't have to be jealous about my friend who's paying more and they're getting more access. We can all be in it together.
Yes. Yeah. So we combined the best of all the tiers that we had up, mixed it into one. So we're doing the high episodes. We have our live Q&A shows that we do. We have a Discord where we can all chat and hang out.
And the early access episodes where you get this episode a couple days earlier.
$5 a month.
$5 a month.
Yep. Now, how much is that a day?
Fuck. Matt trying to sell the shit out of it.
Now that's like, I mean, that's like, that is less than a nickel a day.
It's like it's somewhere around there. But yeah, we're really excited. Matt is on those every single high episode that we do. So
and
fun.
They're really, really funny. Yeah,
I can't believe you guys exclude me from those episodes.
Well, Mariah, should we tell them what we've been working on?
We
have been working on this new show. Let's say, it's called
the
Pop,
and the
Lock,
and
Drop It. And we go
where we
on
drop
air
new merch every day.
And we airdrop.
Oh, you guys are making a channel.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's amazing. amazing.
You know, it's
we've been waiting. But yeah, guys, the back Patreon, to us. Everything. And by the way, when you subscribe, you'll get all the content all the backlog. So everything that was in the $10 tier, $20 tier, you get everything now for $5.
So it's like OnlyFans.
Exactly.
Yeah, you get access to everything.
Except you don't see booty, juicy, and fruities on there.
Sometimes.
What did you say about fruities?
Booty, juicy, fruities.
I wanted to say booty, dig, but I didn't want to.
Badoosy?
I'm trying to be clean.
Okay.
So this transformation, the part of this is that I want to stop cussing. No cussing. Exactly. Yeah. Fuck
you know
shit.
Cussing is 10 calories?
Cussing?
Every time you cuss is 10 calories.
Oh, get the...
He's like, get the...
You see his cheeks. So stupid. But yeah, make sure to check it out.
Wow,
we're gonna leave,
I'll believe anything.
But yeah.
That's crazy.
We're going to leave a link below so you can check out the Patreon page.
Should we talk about what we did?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
This might not be our first vlog, but we're doing a lot of backlog, and then we're gonna post it accordingly to what we feel like we should post for a second and third. But Heath surprised me. He woke me up, fucking set the alarm off, by the way.
Oh yeah, sorry about that.
Set the alarm off and then threw a helmet at my head while I was sleeping.
I had to get you up somehow.
Awoken me from my slumber and then surprised me that we were going to the King of the Hammers event. And might you ask what the King of the Hammers event is?
What is King?
Is it that competition that you see like on TikTok where the guys are like, they hammer it and they're like, yeah, Dale. And then they like have a knife and they're like cutting the rope.
I love watching those. They saw a log of wood as fast as they can.
Wait, are you talking about what we saw in Alaska?
Oh, no, like that's that's a lumberjack show.
Oh, okay.
But similar, yeah. Similar, but like more low
Same
key,
vibe,
like a
yeah.
like a backyard lumberjack.
Got it. Okay.
So it was called King of the Hammers. It was in Hammertown. If you don't
know where is that?
It's just past Pioneer Town. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like two and a half hours away.
Interesting area.
Yeah, very interesting.
It's cool though. But basically, it was an off-roading competition. They've got like trophy trucks, and then they also have UTVs that are doing rock climbing.
UTVs?
Like a side-by-side.
Oh. You know those cars that go up like a giant rock?
Yes, yes.
Insane.
So they're rock climbing in these things. And we ended up meeting up with Brian Deegan. The Deegan family, and they took us out in their UTVs. I did not know these things could handle what they do. It is crazy how fast they go and jump over shit. Like, it literally, it blows my mind what these things are capable
of. If there was a zombie apocalypse, you want to be in this car. Because you'll be able to withstand any, you could drive up a fucking mountain. And you'll be fine. It's crazy what these cars can do.
Wow.
But
these ones are like souped up. And he races in them. So he was in the competition. But he took us out for rides in it. When I tell you absolutely, like, I love this type of shit, but it was terrifying. So I could only imagine what Zane was going through because, like, I know he doesn't really like that type of stuff. I wanted to, like, you know, get him out of his comfort zone.
These ATVs were going 85 to 90 miles an hour.
Hell no.
Dude, they're going so fast where you're almost hovering. And the dirt is, it's like, it's not like a straight fucking road. It's like, they're running over trees and shit. It's fucking insane. But Heath and I did this.
We came down on one and we slammed so hard on a rock, it broke the front right axle. And then that wheel just went out. So then we're driving three-wheel drive with it, and it's still...
Oh, well, let's not spoil it. There's all this stuff in the video.
Some of this stuff actually, we didn't catch in the video. So I don't think you'll even see that.
And then we did a jump. Bro,
we flew.
They seem so heavy.
Crazy air. And when we slammed the whole... You'll see. But it was really fun. So that was just the first one we've done so far. But we have a bunch of stuff lined up that we're getting ready to do here in the next couple of weeks.
So you're not even stepping out of your comfort zone with content, with like the video itself filming, but also with the activities that you're doing.
Yeah. Right? We're like a completely...
Stop!
We're a completely open book right now. We like whatever comes to us, we're just going to do.
Yeah. And we have a section in the Patreon if you guys want to comment and, you know, recommend anything you want to see us do.
Also, you guys too, because we'll probably be posting in the next month or so. Like, we're going to film all these videos. So if you guys have anything that you want us to see that's like outrageous or just literally anything, even so simple to just let us know and we'll make it happen. Because we have a really good team that like they can find the best place to do these things and we just get it done. Yep. And it feels so good that Heath and I can like be able to just be ourselves and not have to worry about like production and post-production and just actually enjoy it and be ourselves. Yeah.
much more content.
What, guys? What?
No, that's exciting.
The peanut gallery over there.
Matt's yeah. being
this is big
Matt's
for us, all right?
So you say in a goofy mood today.
We're not going to be in the band.
We're not the band. Can I be the band?
No, actually, we would love for you guys to come this weekend wherever we're going, but we're waiting on confirmation for the two of you.
Yeah.
Should we tell them now what it is?
No.
It's NASCAR, the NASCAR event this weekend.
Have you seen what they're doing?
It's in LA.
The USC Coliseum. It is the first time this has ever been done. They emptied the whole field and it's a track. So they're driving around. Is it big enough?
Oh, is it super
small? That's why it's not really intense.
Oh my God, it's gonna be crazy.
Is somebody gonna die?
I hope not.
Well, we're gonna be there to find out.
So
Saturday, hopefully we get to ride in the cars at the stadium with one of the drivers.
Yep.
And then Sunday we get to go to the event.
Are you going to be able to handle that, Zane?
No.
Zane, no, I'm going to freak the fuck out. You don't think twice about like self-danger, like when you're just walking around. But when it comes to transportation, like planes, cars, you are terrified.
I think it's because it's out of your control.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Your life isn't somebody else's.
Even when someone's driving fast on the highway, I go in full panic mode. It's worse than when I'm on a flight.
Yeah.
It's just, I just feel like I'm going to die. It's not worth it for me. Yeah. I'm just like, drop me off to this. I'll rather walk there than be in like a fast car. I don't know. I feel like most people can handle that.
What?
Like being in like a fast car or like an airplane
not.
Or.
No.
You got a fast car.
Yeah, I got a fat ass.
It's insane when he hears that song.
But yeah, a lot of exciting things. We're so fucking excited. Mm-hmm. And thank God it's finally happening. We've been waiting so long for this.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Very good.
We have a game, right?
Oh we do. It's not a game. It's a segment.
It's a segment.
Oh, that's right.
And a little bit of a throwback to our very, very first episode. But this is kind of a newer take. So if you can never remember the very first episode of Unfiltered, we did just Florida news, crazy news that happened in Florida.
Oh, we missed these. This used to be one of my favorite segments.
Now, this is a fake news in Florida or not fake news. We have a handful of headlines that you have to determine if it
happened. It's like two truths and a lie?
Yes, in a way, but I'm just going to tell you just one. We can all react to it.
Okay.
Very good, Devin.
Tell you if it is real or fake. Okay. So a Florida woman passes out and pukes at her wedding. Then her nephew poops on her dress. Is this real or fake?
That sounds fake.
The nephew could be a toddler.
Yeah. Oh, that could be. But yeah, you're right.
I can't imagine.
It's a weird headline.
Like, why would you just go up and poop? Even if it's like, you have to like try to poop on the dress. I'm going to go fake on that.
I'm going to go fake on that too.
I think it's fake too. Because also who would write that article that wasn't at the wedding? Like, unless a writer was at that wedding, how would they know?
Very good, Mariah. Good take.
It would be wedding goer poops on.
Yeah.
Defecates.
Well, it is real.
No way.
I knew it.
Holly Kalinda posed for pictures with her groom, Jackson Darnell, who was awestruck when he saw his bride for the first time. But once they got to the I do's, Holly started to sway and then passed out. Fortunately, her group.
I do do.
I bet you a do.
I bet you a do. Very good.
But once they got to the I do's.
You guys are bad.
Oh
my God.
Oh, instead of a tomato, you're throwing Cremona coffee.
Tomato.
The best coffee in the world. Thank you very much.
Okay. That's right.
All right. Florida man tries to jump off second floor Pensacola Mall and then urinates on a 74-year-old woman.
That's true. That's some shit I can see.
It's like the same vibe.
He jumps off a two-story building, you said?
And then poops on it. Wait.
If he's jumping off a two-story building, he's kind of fucked.
He could be a parkour person. If you do the tuck and roll, you You can get four stories, good. Five stories.
But you're not parkour, Matt, if you're pissing on another lady.
Read it again.
Florida man tries to jump off second floor Pensacola Mall, then urinates on a 70.
Tries.
I'm seeing somebody trying to stop, which would be that person. Hey, don't jump off there. You don't need, you got more to live for.
Hey, get off me.
And then he goes, shut up, bitch, and pees on her.
Why does she have to be a bitch?
I'm putting myself in his shoes.
Is that what you would say?
If I was about to jump off a two-story building and he's probably, whacked out, that's probably the verbiage I would have used.
I got called a bitch yesterday by a man, so. True.
I think it's insane.
People are going to think it's me.
All right, I'll tell the story after.
It was me.
It happened, Zane.
Please tell that story. It's so good.
It's a good story. Right.
It's a good story.
So is it real or is it fake?
It's real.
I think
real.
It's real.
It's fake.
All right, the segment's done.
Mariah, talk about this guy who called you a bitch.
All right, go next.
All right,
next.
Florida man charged battering Florida man charged battering woman with ramen noodles after arguing over a dog in their bed.
That's true.
Over a dog in their bed. That's what it's the little twists at the end that get
true.
And I'm like, I'm digging in Devin's brain too because he's coming up with the fake ones. So I'm just I'm thinking like him.
Yeah, the dog in the bed detail is
it's too yeah.
Devin
out there
Devin would have been a little bit more specific with that, but he
it's
wasn't.
Gonna be true.
True.
It's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Oh my god.
Florida man arrested for trying to get an alligator drunk.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
That is true.
That's so true. That's something Shaheath and I would do. So 100% true.
Yo, you think you could give it a beer? I don't know. Let's try.
You know we would do that 100%. Shit. Is that like, would that be fucked up if we like vlogged that?
Yeah.
You sure?
Animal endangerment.
I don't think people like fuck with alligators though. Like I feel like people from Florida would try to cancel us, but like everybody hates Florida.
You want
to
try to get an alligator drunk?
No. Look, I'm not saying if Heath and I were to do that when back in our days when we like didn't give a fuck, and we did that. I'm not saying we would, but if we did do that, I feel like we wouldn't be too off punished.
Well, because the thing is that these guys did do it, and after the video went viral on social media, the arrest came in response to a complaint from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Oh. How many beers do you think you would need to give an alligator for it to actually start buzzing?
I think a lot. It's a big, like half a keg.
Couple hundred.
Yeah.
Half a keg.
I almost got arrested from Florida Fish and Wildlife.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
They thought I caught a gator.
How'd they think?
Did you post a YouTube video like, no. I caught a gator?
The gator's like photoshopped.
Yeah.
I was out fishing just in the Everglades, minding my own damn business.
I mean, normal.
So we're just out there hanging out fishing, and we rented one of the boats. You could just rent like a John boat. And we're bringing it in, and as soon as we're pulling it back up to return it, it's like getting like close to sunset. There's all the Fish and Wildlife trucks pulled up waiting for us to dock it.
Like, I've never heard this story.
It was, dude, so scary. They're all pulled up, lined up, sitting there. They're all like waiting for us to pull up. We dock it. And it was kind of like a fishing booze cruise. You know what I mean? Like,
it's always a fishing booze cruise though. Yeah. Like you're never going on that thing.
So
and
one,
not
I'm freaking out because we had beers. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm going to get a fucking BUI. And they go, where's the alligator? And I'm like, what? They're like, we got calls that you're out there harming alligators and catching alligators. And I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, multiple calls about you guys out there catching alligators. And I was like, we didn't do anything like that. And I was like, first of all, I'm fucking terrified. I would never catch one. And you would see it. It'd be bigger than the fucking boat we're in.
Right.
And they harassed us. And basically gave us, we didn't have our fishing license. So we ended up getting fined for that. And
how much? Do you remember?
I think it was quite a bit.
Like a few hundred?
Wait, there's like, even if they have no proof, they could still just...
Well, we didn't have the license, so they got us with that. Oh, but they were ready to arrest us or whatever for fucking with gators.
Obviously, they saw somebody else doing this.
Right.
That's the thing. Right. That's why I'm like, how the hell can they just put that on you guys?
Yeah.
Obviously, somebody else was doing that. Because
I don't know. It could have been the boat maybe that was going to be coming in after us. But
were one of you swimming in there? I know we've jumped in there before in the water.
No, not that day.
I can't believe we used to jump in that water.
Swimming
that's crazy.
In gator water?
We would swim in gator water.
Out in the Everglades, jumping in.
Oh, no. I would never
that's
do that now.
That's why your immune system.
Very good.
Come again.
Our what?
That's why your immune system is so strong.
As I've gotten older, I've gotten terrified of everything.
It was crazy.
I used to jump off the bridge, you know, by my house, all the canals.
Yeah.
And then I heard a story about a kid who jumped off and he went into the water and got stuck in the muck at the bottom. He like jumped in.
My heart just sunk.
His legs got stuck like almost up to his waist and he couldn't get out.
Wait, absolutely.
That's
not.
Insane. That's like Final Destination shit. Like, I feel like that would never happen.
Because that shit is like thick down there.
We've both felt the mud down there. There's no way you get stuck in that.
If you pencil dive and you're jumping from a far bridge, if you're going that fast and your legs are super straight.
How old?
I don't know.
He had to have been a kid.
Probably.
There's no way. That's crazy.
Florida woman arrested after throwing pineapples at cars off a highway overpass. Woman claimed the drivers needed to be refreshed.
No, that's stupid. That's not true.
The thing is that a reporter wouldn't say that after because they wouldn't make a joke about that situation. They would just end it with that.
You have pineapples in Florida?
You can buy it from a grocery store.
Not naturally growing.
Right.
If it was mangoes.
Right. Or do you have avocados or is that California? All right. If it was like mangoes, I think pineapples are a little far-fetched.
The reporter.
And they're expensive. I don't see anybody throwing like
if you're that
$10 pineapples. Yeah. Over.
The reporter said that the lady said that they needed to be refreshed. Yeah.
Woman claimed the drivers needed to be refreshed.
I'm calling shenanigans. That's false.
No woman would do that by herself if she wasn't crazy. And is she going to go to a store and buy all those pineapples for that? No.
I'm going to say.
It's a lot of money on pineapples.
That's a lot of money.
There's no way that the reporter would have caught that lady after that incident, you know what I mean?
It could have just been like a quote that she said to the police. Like it doesn't necessarily mean that.
It doesn't say right.
So he wrote
false.
It.
Yeah, false.
It's bullshit.
Yeah, Devin, you should have shut your mouth.
It was the claim they needed to be refreshed. That's all Devin. Come on.
Devin.
Devin, I just imagine. And they needed to be.
Oh, Devin. Yeah.
I was so proud of that one.
What'd you say when Heath was talking?
I was so proud.
What'd you say?
What do you mean?
You said one word I knew was bullshit.
I was like, it doesn't mean it needs to be said to the reporter.
Like, right.
Yeah, right.
Right.
I read right through.
Right. Devin, you almost had me.
Wait, Florida man arrested after slapping an elderly Salvation Army bell ringer in the head.
What's a bell ringer?
Like, you know those people during
they wait
the holidays?
The donation.
Oh, no. Is that in the head?
I hope not, but probably true.
Yeah, that sounds true.
It's true.
Oh. I'm going to say, Devin, you have a sixth sense. Oh, Mariah, it just ruined Mariah's entire week.
I'm calling my mother after this. I don't know what to do.
A Florida couple faces child endangerment charges after allowing son to raise bear he found in the backyard.
Say that again.
Florida couple faces child endangerment charges after allowing their son to raise a bear cub he found in the backyard.
There's no bears in Florida.
Oh, really?
I don't think so. Yeah. Oh, no, there is. I forget.
I think that's true.
I'm thinking Fort Lauderdale. I'm like, there's no bears there.
I keep playing into Devin. I keep thinking like.
I should have never said that. I fucked up everything. I fucked up like the visuals for everything.
The thing is, I can see some Florida kid being like, no, this is my bear now.
Yeah.
True.
It's fake.
You said it's fate?
It's fake.
Zane, what else would he be saying?
It's fake.
So what is it? It's fake. It's fate?
So it's true.
I'm sorry, fate?
I fucking knew it.
Wow, that was good. I liked that.
Very good,
guys. I needed that. All right, Bubba, now tell your story. Who's this nasty man?
Mariah almost
died today. We just needed a thumbnail. Okay.
So yesterday I went to the cafe to get some breakfast, and by the cafe there's this cul-de-sac, this dead end. Mm-hmm. So I went to see if there was a parking spot there. So I pulled up to it and there was no parking. So I went to turn around, and as I was turning around, this woman was pulling out of her spot. I was like, perfect. So I wanted to claim it right away. So I pulled into it. I was parked backwards on the curb.
Was there anybody else there when you made this like
turn?
No,
but it's right by an intersection and cars were turning. So I didn't want to be in anybody's way.
Oh.
So they were turning down. So I let a car pass and I was waiting for another car to pass. So he was coming through and I'm sitting there backwards and we're nose to nose and he sits there and doesn't move. So I signal him and I say, oh, you can go. I'm going to go around. I was like, I need to turn around.
Yeah.
Like clearly fix myself. It was obvious. So I was like, oh no, go ahead. And he sits there and he's two hands on the wheel, just staring at me. And I was like, you're good. And I rolled down my window. I'm waving. I'm like, go ahead. You're good. Like I'm here. Like whatever. And he's staring at me for a good 45 seconds, which is a long time if you think about it. Somebody's staring at you. And I was like, what the hell is going on? So I finagle my way around him. I was like, all right, whatever. So I go around him. He keeps driving. He pulls into the alleyway. I turn around. I park correctly.
Yeah.
I get into the shop. I order my food. And I order. I turn around. And who's behind me crossing his arms is the guy, the same guy. And he's just staring at me. So I pay, I turn around to walk, and he steps aside. And as I'm walking through the gap right here, he goes like this to my face. So nasty. Waves his hand in my face like 100 times like this.
How old is this guy?
He was probably 50, but he was my height. I wasn't scared.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Nobody.
I know you like the tough.
I know how you cafe go. Uh-huh.
Let's go, baby.
And so he does that, but doesn't say a word. He just does this in my face. And the people waiting for their drinks were standing there and they were like, what the hell was that? And that's what I said to him. I was like, what the hell was that? And the workers were all looking like, do you know? And I was like, I've never seen him before in my life.
Yeah, right.
I've never seen this man in my life.
I've never seen this man in my life. And he does this. And I was like, what the hell was that? So I'm standing waiting for
and
my drink.
And he didn't say anything after you
he
said
didn't
that.
Didn't say anything. I wish I paid attention more when he was ordering because I also couldn't hear him order. So I was like, what the hell? So I'm standing there and we're all kind of laughing because he didn't do anything. I was just like, what? Like, that was so weird. We're all talking about this man right there. And he goes to wait for his drink right over my shoulder like this. And I was with my friend, so she grabs her pepper spray.
As she should.
And he's standing like this, just staring, but like just dead, like right nothing behind
was it like
eyes.
Like a mean stare, like a you nasty, like.
But there was no snarl. It was just like nothing was going on.
I'm going to murder you.
It was, yeah, it minutes. Felt yeah. like that. I turn around, I kind of like give him a look, and then he goes outside. I was like, all right, he left. So he goes outside, but he goes, picks out a table right across from my car.
Yeah.
And he's just facing the car, arms what crossed again. Hell? I was like, what is going on? We get our drinks, we go outside, and I was like, he's going to say something, obviously. And we walk out, he doesn't say anything, but he just, now he has his hands on the chair like this, and he's just watching us get in the car. So we get in the car, we lock the doors, I turn around, and he's just following like this. And I get to the light and I look back at my rear view and he starts going like this.
What the?
And I was like, what is that signal? First of all, second of all, and then it clicks. I was like, this is bitch in sign language.
Oh, yeah, like bitch.
So
he was deaf.
I don't know. Cause he didn't speak. He only went like this to me. And then he went like this, which is bitch.
He was probably
you got. Deaf.
So I signed back and I went.
My mama.
I didn't do that.
What the fuck?
I don't know what happened. I didn't
and you didn't
anything.
Hear him say a word the whole time?
Yeah, that's bitch.
Say, oh, this is bitch.
That's bitch, like this?
It's a B. You make a B by yeah. your mouth.
Or do you think you were calling him a bitch when you're like, pass.
I think, well, that's why he did this to my face, because I think there was a miscommunication through the window. Because when I was signaling like, oh, go ahead, I'm going to go around, maybe he saw something.
That's so interesting. Like,
for him to assume that you knew he was deaf in right. his car and you're like,
yeah. Right.
Like, I don't know what I have no idea what that was. And I've never seen him before. I go to this place a lot. It's always the locals. I've never seen him before.
Oh, you better hope you don't see him again.
Well, I will be there every single day.
No, he better hope he
doesn't week.
See me again.
There you go.
Right.
Stand your ground.
Yeah, stand my ground.
Mariah, just, Mariah just next time, don't be a...
Ma'am, this is Jeep. Oh, shit.
How traumatizing. What are you going to do now?
Now I can never eat breakfast again.
It's all a part of my story.
You should probably Postmate now, from now on. You shouldn't be out.
Yeah, or maybe you need to learn some sign language.
I know sign language. That's how I knew what he said.
No.
Did you know sign language before Heath?
We yes. both took it in high school.
You took it in high school too? Oh, that's so fucking cute. I took 3 years of Spanish, don't know a lick.
You know what I love you is?
Mi bueno.
It's sign language.
Oh, sign.
Ah, rock on.
I was like, you know what this is?
So I love you, two people that love each other.
Yeah.
Sex.
So do they, like, when they want sex, do you think they do this? Like,
I think it's more like.
How do you say, you want to come to my house later? You want to come over later? Or you want to come over to my house and hang?
You want to go? Let's get out of here.
Let's not get canceled by y'all just mis-signing.
We made a sign language TikTok and everyone's like, this Heath is spot on.
Heath learned sign language because of his grandparents.
To lips of an
my
angel.
My uncle.
You met my grandparents.
That
his uncle. You spoke to my grandparents.
Oh, shit.
No, I think my sign language teacher made stuff up. I always tell Heath that because I was signing to his uncle and like when I signed to Heath, he's like, that's not it. Like my, because we would ask our teacher, she was like old. She was like 70 years old. And we were like, what's this? And she goes, And I'm have like, you ever no, seen it's the, not.
I was just about to say this. Go ahead.
Have you ever seen the woman who showed up to like a a press conference for like City Hall?
Yeah, it was like important. Yeah.
She was the interpreter.
And was freestyling the
sign. She wasn't doing anything.
It wasn't anything.
And she's acting like all like.
And it looked like she wasn't doing anything. Like, you know, there's some people can probably fake it really well. You could tell she was full of shit and nobody caught it. Like during this whole thing, nobody went up and be like, you gotta go. But then nobody caught it.
I wonder if anybody was deaf in that room and was just like, what?
No, well, I mean, they did it for the TV broadcast.
But people caught it. Like actual deaf people were like not gonna
signing anything.
That's terrible. Like, and they make so much money.
You would have to fake your way through that for a really long time to even get that position. You know what I mean? So that means that was not her first gig faking that shit.
That must have been someone she knew that worked in that. Like there's no way, because don't you have to isn't there some sort of interview process
for
something like that where you have to prove that you can sign language? something.
My favorite is the interpreters who do it for rap shows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're like this. My God.
And they're dancing. They're dancing with it too.
Those ones that go viral all the time. I took a class called Perspectives of Deafness when I was at UT. And that's in Austin
UT?
Yes. And that's where
they
have ACL. But so the class I took was half deaf kids and half hearing kids. And ASL? So it was a class just talking about the state of the deaf community these days. And
culture.
Just the culture. Gotcha. Studying culture of deafness, where it's at today. And so a good portion of the class was deaf. And so we would have those deaf
interpreters
in the class. But since it's in Austin, where they also host Austin City Limits, the music festival, when I would go to the music festivals, all of my teachers in that class or the ones who are signing, they're the ones who go viral.
Wow.
So a lot now I think it's even become more common, but ACL, Austin City Limits, was the first one. But that lady with the pink hair who's
I saw her.
Kendrick Lamar, she was in my class.
That's so cool.
That's awesome. She's good.
Yeah, yeah. So it's crazy how now it's so big where you guys are familiar with that.
Cool.
I was like, that's my...
Oh my God, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, something to share.
Nice.
It's all about that facial expression, that attitude.
Is there sign language podcast?
Wait.
Zane.
We all paused for a second, all right? Don't do that to him.
Oh, fuck.
Well, in a way, there is. It's from...
Like a video podcast.
Yes, a video podcast.
Fuck. Oh God!
You left the room.
I didn't process that. I looked it up. I just looked
it up. Nobody processed it. No, don't do that to him. Nobody.
I was with you, baby.
We all waited a second. We all. Oh no.
Oh my God!
I can't wait to look back and see how serious, how confident in my. I was just like, ooh, I bet y'all haven't heard this one yet.
Sign language podcast. But people are watching us, and it's a podcast.
I know.
You don't have to tell me.
My brain cells fleed.
I'm trying
to get them back right now.
Fleed?
They fleed. They flee. When you flee something, you leave.
Fled.
And it's fled.
Oh, even Mariah knows that.
Say.
Even Mariah knows? What is that supposed to mean?
You know exactly what that means.
Moron.
You fucking
Zane's on Wordle typing in fleed FL fleed
Feliz Navidad.
Did you guys do your Wordle today?
Yes. Of course I did.
Perfect. Did you?
I did do it, actually.
You did?
Yeah.
Can we do Loodle today as a group?
Oh, my God. That game
good
sucks.
Idea. Okay, guys, if you don't
it's
know what...
It's too hard.
Before we continue...
Yeah, hold on.
If you guys don't know what Wordle is, 95% of you know what Wordle is, but the 5% that don't know...
It's the flavor of the month.
Wordle is
that shit's
new.
Gonna be
actually,
dead
Matt,
in a month.
You explain what Wordle is. You're better at it. You love crossword shit.
Well, you know, if you aren't familiar with it, the board game Minecraft, basically you're given No. Six or five?
No,
five.
It's not Mastermind. Mastermind.
What did I say? Idiot.
He said Minecraft.
What a moron. Oh,
fucking moron. You...
Mastermind.
Ooh, tomato, tomato, tomato.
Wait. Boom. Okay. You're given
six guesses. So, five letters.
Oh, sorry.
Five letters. Five blank letters.
I'll explain.
Fine, you explain it. You explain it, Heath.
It's a word game. Basically, it gives you a five-letter word. You have to guess what it is. And if you get six tries to guess what it is, and if you get a letter right, it's going to be a green block showing that you have that letter in the right space. If it's yellow, that means that letter is in the word, but it's not in the right location. And if it's empty, then it's just not there.
It's kind of like the game Mastermind. It's a great game, and they incorporate it with letters.
However, you can only play once a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love that because it doesn't consume your time. Like there's no addiction to it.
And I mean, everybody has the same word. And I think that's what makes it really like, it makes you feel like you're a part of a family. Yes.
Everyone who plays it, we all have the same word on the same day.
Exactly.
So since so many of you guys play Wordle, we decided we're going to play a different game and it's called Loodle. Basically somebody created the same algorithm, but Loodle, Basically somebody used the same algorithm and coding of Wordle and then made it theme to lewd words, not safe for work words, like dicks, queef,
and
booty.
Hilarious.
It's going to be hilarious once we tell you what we're about to do. Since you hate that, we thought we want to watch you play this game, and you have six tries.
Oh. I don't think she could come up with
it. It's not that I hate it. I can't come up with one.
All right, let's do this.
Mariah, let's start. Oh, yeah. I'll let Mariah, what is a dirty five-letter word? What is Mariah's dirty mind going to come up with?
What do you got?
Boops.
Okay. Good.
Oh, good. Good answer.
Very good.
I tried to find a vowel.
This one's interesting because you're using double letters for two.
Ooh,
you see, that was expected.
There's no way.
All right, can I go?
Yeah.
Let's do
penis.
We can't do penis even though because there's no S in it, but we can get
a couple other letters.
Well, let's.
You get an E and an I out of it.
I got one.
Okay.
Queef.
Oh, good answer.
Wait, but it's spelled
Q.
Devin, a gay man. What's a queef? What's a queef?
He's like, I.
Enter.
Oh,
we got an E.
Okay. Yeah, get us.
Yes, I'm
back. Idiots. All right, Matt, go ahead.
Okay.
This is so hard.
This is very hard.
I was going to say boner.
Yeah.
B's
no,
not
there's
in
no
it.
B's though.
But at least you'd get
an N.
Oh, the O's not in
an
it.
An N and an R. A vulva or...
a vulva?
Let's think about all the penis parts. We have, a dick, a penis, a cock, a vagina, a titty.
I can't even think of any.
Is it only like body parts?
What about...
It's just like anything... Inappropriate, yeah.
Oh, it could be like a curse word.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a word in the dictionary. I think just something that's like people use often. That's lewd.
Whore? No.
No, it's gonna be R-E.
Oh, this one's not as fun.
Yeah, because we didn't get enough in the beginning. It's not fun.
I wonder if it's E-D at the end. Like what can go after an E? Think of that.
Oh.
E-D.
Well, the E would be in the, it would be yellow.
We just didn't start off. We don't have anything
good. Put sex ed.
Camed. No. Cummed.
Oh, M.
Camel.
E-D.
Camel toe.
E-D. Like, E-D. E-D. Camed. Camed.
No, came is past tense.
Put enter. Put enter.
No. Do camel, like camel toe. Like camel.
No, that's not.
It will accept
it. At least we'll get an A.
Oh.
Yeah.
We need to get a vowel in here. Just anything.
You should do bitch just to see if the eye's right there.
Let's just try to. Let's do bitch.
Yeah. That's good.
Just get something on the board.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Bonk.
Penis? No. Whore? No.
Drugs.
A-N-A-L-S.
The E.
Canal.
Holes.
Oh, maybe.
Holes.
Wait.
No.
Maybe it's E-R at the end. What do you call somebody? Player? A player.
Alaya.
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 Sinner.
A sinner. That's a good one. Do that.
Sinful. Backstabber.
Wait, Devin, actually do sinner and see if it's ER at the end.
It's not going to be a word.
It's not a word.
All right, sinus.
We need to figure out the last vowel because right now there's only one.
I think a D is something past tense.
No, vowel. Oh, we gotta figure out. So A.
I would say A.
It's gotta be an A. So let's get a word with an A in it.
So something A, blank.
Boned?
E-R.
Boned! No.
No.
No. No, what about gaped? Gaped. Like a gaping asshole. Oh, no.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Oh! My God!
What
like a gaping, like a gaping asshole. No. When your asshole's law is stretched.
Oh. Ew! Oh, God.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
I have a question, Matt.
Hot seat.
All right, so remember how we were discussing what numbers we would be?
Yeah.
Okay, if you were a candy, what would you be?
I know what you
are. We already came up with one for you.
We can't... It's not our favorite candy. No. It's just like what we love.
Yeah, this is a candy that kind of like just resembles same energy.
You. What do you protrude?
Yeah.
Sour strips.
You?
Sour strips?
Tall, like, skinny, kind of.
The thing is that I know you
am
eat
I
that.
Chocolate?
I think.
I don't think I'm chocolate.
In my head, you're like, for some reason, a Butterfinger.
And you know what I said? Uh-huh. I said you're the butterscotch candy.
Oh, the Werther. Get the hell out of here, Mariah.
Werther's original.
Like grandma's candy.
I am more fun. I am a pretty.
You're a classic. Okay, are you kidding
it
me?
It is a classic.
You go to a party and you're like, what do I want? What do I don't want? Nobody wants the butterscotch candy.
I only feel that way because
I think I'm a smarty. I think I'm a smarty.
More like a sweet tart.
Oh, listen here, Heath.
Heath bar?
That's what Heath said, but I didn't think Heath was a Heath.
What
bar.
Do you think I give off?
What did I say for him?
No, just say
milk dud.
Fucked up. When you said that hurt.
I was thinking a Tootsie Roll, like a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
Tootsie Roll.
That's good too. You're a Tootsie Roll.
Oh, Tootsie Roll. That's what I see. That's what I get from you.
See that Tootsie Roll.
Oh. Exactly.
Yeah, Tootsie Roll. Or a hot tamale.
Woo! I like that one.
What about me? What do I portray?
I see you as like a Kinder Egg.
Oh, surprise. You never know what you're going to get. Yeah. He's going to be happy or an attitude.
Oh, that's
you never
good.
Know what you're going to get.
Like a Wonder Ball.
That's good. Yes.
What's in a Wonder Ball? Yeah. Chocolate and candy.
Yeah.
They said Sour Patch Kids, but I like that one better.
First he's sour, then he's sweet.
Yeah, Kinder Egg.
Like you wake up sour and then you're sweet. Yeah, you're some sort of transformer.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's something. It's a surprise. It's fun, right?
Yeah.
Right?
It's fun. Thank you. What am I?
A fun dip.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Because you gotta do
pop rocks.
Because you gotta do like a
little bit. That's a good one.
Explosive out of nowhere.
Yeah,
calm down.
Pop rocks is good.
Thank you.
No, Twizzler.
Twizzler.
Bendy.
Just kinda
Twizzler, yeah. Licorice Twizzler. Oh no, sorry. The black licorice Twizzler.
Nobody likes those.
Yeah.
I said what I said.
Period.
Well, it's her black hair, so like in my head, black.
You know what Susie is? Pixie stick.
The plastic one you gotta like pinch to get open because it's
You know what someone said Todd is? We fucking died at this. A Toblerone. A Toblerone.
Yeah.
I love it.
I've never had a Toblerone.
Mm. They're good.
Not once has, like, I've seen them everywhere. Not once has, like, someone wanted to share
there's
a Toblerone with
me. Bear hidden in their logo?
It's hidden?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Look at you see the bear?
Oh, interesting.
Pretty cool, right?
And Todd could be a bear at times. It makes sense.
It's like the power of the dog for the people who know the people.
Maybe
who know.
Jeff is this. It kind of looks like a comb.
I want a Toblerone. Actually, no.
Stop. Okay, now.
No, we don't.
Now this hurts.
Ruin all the fun.
Corinna's now like that classic chocolate. Rainbow lollipop.
The big one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So am I really a milk dud?
I see Jason's like those sharks, like
the blue and white shark.
Like, oh my god!
Yes. Oh my gosh! Oh wait, who did we say was a jawbreaker?
What I said, Ilya.
Yes.
Ilya. Jawbreaker. The speckled one, like the.
The big one. Yes, he's a jawbreaker.
That's so good.
Yeah. Oh.
You know what Stas is? A golden Ferrero.
Ferrero Rocher? A golden Ferrero.
Ferrari.
A Ferrero.
I can see that.
A Ferrero Rocher.
Wow.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
To read the Quran, I couldn't do it. Try imagine reading in Arabic.
Do you remember when I do you remember when I came over and I visited like Hidayah and I was like so interested in the Quran?
Zane,
and like I was getting like really deep, and then Zane was like, when my dad comes over, you cannot ask any questions about the Quran.
Wait, why?
I was getting too curious. You were like, okay, this is really sweet, but it's because my dad
can be very like,
he tries to like convert. Or
yes, it could get to the point where he tries to convert
like
people.
If I showed any ounce of like interest, because like I'm just interested in hearing this story, hearing the side of like what's all of this based on. Like Zane would be like, once you're in, like he won't shake it loose.
He'll revolve the whole night. It's like it's very like, I get what he's doing. I understand it. You know, good for him. But like he'll revolve the whole night around that. And
he's passionate. He's excited to talk about it.
Like, I know. When Matt's over for the night, I don't want the entire night of 5 hours to be about religion. I want him to get to know Matt and Matt to get to know my dad, where he's from and everything. I like, it doesn't need to be about religion. That's not
important. Correct. Because,
but I wish I had the text of what you texted me before you visited.
You made a tweet about it.
I made a tweet about it.
Going through all like the ways. So
I know.
He texted me a link, is like, hey, just making sure I read this before I visit. And it was like, things to do and not to do before you walk into a Muslim household.
Oh, that is funny.
I'm like, no hugging of the women. Do I shake hands or how do I greet your stepmother?
It was, but you said something after that and it killed me and I forgot what it was. Yeah. And I'll look it up. I need to remember that.
That was a good. We were trending on YouTube for that video.
I know. I think YouTube loved the
exchanging of culture.
Yeah, they loved that. We were introducing a white man to the butter chicken of it all.
That's
right.
Oh, guess what I'm doing tomorrow?
What?
I'm bleaching my hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Tomorrow at noon.
Well, make sure you don't sit out in the sun for too long when you do.
Are you going platinum or something? Or you want to be bleach blonde?
Just like bleach blonde, like how I was last time. One time I went.
Remember Matt Coachella 3 years ago?
That was shocking.
Matt was red with white hair.
Oh,
it was unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. Yep. I learned, but now I still kind of miss it.
Show it off next week when you have.
Well, I am, but I am going to be filming. Are you guys going to the roast tomorrow night?
I think so.
Yeah, I was gonna support Jason. You know, he's putting this all together. He's putting a lot of time and money
for the roast of Bryce Hall. Will it be out by the time this episode comes out?
I don't think it'll be.
But everyone's gonna be posting there, so they're gonna know about.
Well,
it.
I'm speaking.
Oh, you're doing it?
I can't wait to see. It's gonna be fun.
But it just laugh, because like,
oh, I mean, I'll howl for you. Trust me.
You have a good fake laugh. Well, like, watch, really Zane, just fake laugh right now. See, that's really good.
Do it again.
You could make people like think they're your best friend.
Bubba, that is nasty.
All right, I was fake laughing the entire time as we were doing that. So
I was sorry.
If you didn't catch it, you can.
Bubba.
And you know, I think I like to fake laugh a lot throughout the day, whether I'm filming or not, because it like I think it like puts me in a better mood. It's like a placebo effect.
Didn't we do that?
Wait, but Zane, are you really laughing when we're talking about Euphoria, like on the couch?
Oh yes, after? No, Matt. Yes,
Zane and I make each other
now.
Laugh.
Don't overthink
you
it now.
No, Matt. I'm like, when we're talking about this Euphoria shit, because we're not like talking. We're talking about scenarios of like. Yeah. So we come up. We don't want to get too into
the
it,
hypothetical.
We'll be here all night. But we pretend. We think about like extras that are like part of the show, but yeah. They're not part of the main cast, but they're just like an extra here or there. They're in a couple episodes, but they think they're the main cast.
Video I showed you of like the extra.
Oh yes.
It's
yes.
like that stuff I would point out.
So they'll have like one line in the entire season, but they'll try to gather the main cast to go over like Zendaya's house to read, but she'll like include herself in the
show. That's funny.
Like, hey, so the read tonight, we're going to Zendaya's place. What are we doing? And they're just like,
no. Like, I think about Zane integrating himself within the cast, like what kind of a role he would take on. Like,
yeah, that's funny.
Like, because when we watch the what's it called, Inside Euphoria, which is the little segment that they play after the show, and they like they film it like on a set with these huge screens, and they're showing.
So it's like it's a very serious show. It's about like drugs and sex and like mental whatever. But it's a very dark and like serious show, and like the cast and crew need to be very professional on set, especially with like the nude scenes and the drug scenes, because you know, people are watching.
Sensitive.
Yeah, very sensitive. And like, so when they do these like, and like when they do the Enter the Euphoria episodes, like looking into the characters, everything is like very serious. And you know, it's like,
what happens when they cut?
It's like it's a dark thing, and you know, whatever. But like, we're just imagining, like someone like Liza being cast over the show, and everybody. So they have these shots of all the cast. Like, you know, the light goes in their face, and they're just like doing a serious face to the shot. And they come out, and they sit down, and they talk about their character and what they're going through. But it just, we're imagining just Liza coming out, and everyone's just coming. But then she comes out, she's just like. Like doing splits of shit.
She
goes, and the production team is just like, hey, Liza, can you go back?
Not a dig of Liza. It was just funny us like picturing,
imagining like Liza in the show, like how.
Yeah, it's a funny image.
That's funny.
I just wish that you guys like were there watching this with us.
Because Zane and I are.
Oh, I would go if that's the way you watch it. Like, obviously that's funny. Like when you guys have those hypotheticals or what you're thinking, like it's funny. They don't even watch the show. They're just funny.
We don't really.
Yeah, exactly.
We're literally
you're more entertaining than the show. Like the thought of things.
I feel
so
like you guys
more...
like it so much because you have this moment and bond where you can crack jokes and
but
you're
there's
enjoying,
so much.
Like,
there's so much funny. Opportunity. Yes. There's so many
in that show is just easy for me and Matt to look at each other, pause the show and just go at it for 10 minutes. It's really funny.
In my head, what I'm picturing, I don't know like anything about the show. In my head, the only thing I can like compare it to that I'm picturing is the TikTok of the guy getting slammed up against the wall with the cop lights. And he's like looking back like this. And it's kind of like, and he's just like making this kind of face like this.
That's cringy. Euphoria to me never feels cringy. It may be cringy from a sense of drama where like, I hate this confrontation that's happening between two characters.
Yeah.
Or like a character's doing something to humiliate themselves. But never once do I think the show artistically is like, get over yourself. You know?
Because there are shows that are very cringy. Yeah. You're watching, you're like, oh God. Like, you know what they're trying to do and it's not working. Yeah. They do a really good job with this. And the actors are very, like, they're very good. And they're big for a reason. Like, they've all blown up.
Can you say like... Zane just like would love to be like credited as this like assistant creative director photographer, and you know in Euphoria
like the Drake music video,
they do these crazy camera angles.
But they never
watch
the show, so we can't like explain.
But
this.
We're explaining it to the people, like they're doing these crazy camera angles and movements, and Zane is like, what if? What if he was like the person who was doing all those and they put him in like this huge like spherical contraption and he's like, okay, 3, 2, 1.
He takes his job way too seriously, but the cast and crew are just over this guy, but he needs to get his shot. So they build this whole contraption.
It's funny because like everybody knows rolling. One person that would be like that.
He's just rolling through the set and everyone's like, all right, watch out. The fucking
here
machine.
He goes.
And they are so important.
And there's like behind the scenes footage of like like Zane looking at Sydney Sweeney's outfit and like it's like low enough and Zane goes, let's make it. Like just these slow-mo behind the scenes clips of him talking to costume designer and he's like
just like someone's just a straight pervert on set and no one's catching it. But this dude is like clearly being a pervert on set.
Or you know how there's
right. And
or you know how like on Euphoria, like a majority of the penises are prosthetics, like they're not real. So that means somebody
is
there,
putting it on them.
I'm picturing Zane. No, someone's like the penis artist who like does all the molds and stuff. And we're saying
they're part of the Enter the Euphoria episode where the cast comes out and they like, you know, they have their moment, but
They have this moment. He's like, I am the man behind the prosthetics, and it's this slow motion of like just a bunch of fake dicks like flying behind him, and Zane's just like,
just it's like slow mo with Venus is falling, just
yeah. Or and then they cut to you like the craft room, and Zane has on like those microscopic headsets, yes. Like painting like the highlight on a penis.
Yeah.
And he looks up at the camera just like, hi. And he goes, shing, 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 shing.
Oh,
and
shit.
And then he's sitting there with like the actors on set. He has a measuring tape going.
But we should pick a movie where like we all watch and we do like the pausing thing and stuff. Cause we would all, that would be, I don't know if that would be annoying.
It'd be a 10-hour movie.
That'd be a fun podcast episode.
Yeah, that'd be
ripping
fun.
Ripping apart a show or a movie.
That's all fun. Right, let's close this bitch out.
Oh, hi, Mark.
This was fun.
Oh, hi, Mark. That's it for the podcast today. If you haven't tried Cremota Coffee, it is the greatest coffee in the world. I'm not just saying that. You can get the K-Cups. You can get the ground coffee. We've got 5 different flavors to choose from. If you like cinnamon, vanilla, doesn't matter. We got it. So make sure to check that out, Cremota.com.
We just did a very fun Valentine's Day shoot the other day. We're really excited to put out. Did I send you the pictures that I got back from that?
Yeah, it is jarring.
It is. It's very shocking. So I can't wait for you guys to see it. It's something that we've never really done before.
Yeah, we're really excited.
We're coming out of our comfort zone for these. Yep.
2022 is our year
for this
baby.
Valentine's Day campaign. And that's we're really right. Excited to show you.
So make sure to check that out. Audio comes out every single Monday. Spotify, Apple, however you listen. Video comes out every single Tuesday. YouTube.com/Zane and Heath.
And soon 2 to 3 videos a week, baby. You know what's up, and you know what it is. Casey and Jean.
Casey and Gian. Wow. Okay. We're getting tired.
Okay.
All right. We love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.